It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is Led Zeppelin. Well, not really. Actually, it's a cover of Led Zeppelin by the left-handed guitarist Melina Moy. She has a compelling life story, going from being homeless to performing the national anthem in an NFL game to a number one album on the blues charts. Closer to home, Moy will be performing in Central Illinois this weekend, opening the El Nora Guitar Festival in Urbana. Moy spoke with my Illinois public media colleague, Kimberly Schofield. We love hearing your comments and suggestions for future guests. Our email address is talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org.
Melina, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Melina, you have so much that you've done in your career. You came from a family of musicians.
Yes.
And when you were little, I know your dad, Dr. Funk, which I don't know that you called him that as a kid.
No, you know, we called him Dad.
That checks out. I know that he gave you a guitar. So my question is twofold. One, what was that experience like when you got that guitar from him? And then two, was that the moment or was there another moment where you realized that you also wanted to pursue music as a career?
I specifically remember my dad basically gave me a guitar and I was like, man, this is the first time he gave it to me. I said, I don't like this. I couldn't play it. And then when he left the room, I took the guitar and I flipped it upside down and started playing it backwards. And when he came back, then he was like, this is backwards. And I was like, yeah, daddy, but this feels really good. I'm a natural left-handed person. So he gave it to me like a right-handed player and it just wasn't working for me. So, you know, a few years later, he gave it to me, picked it up, left the room. I turned it upside down. I was like, this fits perfect. I love this. This is incredible. And I just was off to the races ever since that moment. And I think for me, just seeing my mom is a singer and plays percussion. And then watching my mom and dad on stage, you know, as a kid, my mom would always tell me that I couldn't speak, but I was always trying to sing and I would grab the mic and I would just get on, like make a fake stage and try to perform. So I always knew this is what I wanted to do.
You were the first African-American woman to perform the national anthem on guitar at the Minnesota Vikings and Dallas Cowboys game back in 2010. Was that amazing for you? Were you like, oh, it's just another day?
Well, the first time when we did it, I was, you know, I was like, man, this is going to be super cool. My thing is, I hope I don't, I don't want to mess up. I mean, because, you know, really, I'm like, it's 80,000 people. I mean, it's like a whole other level. I was so in the moment that I had no idea that there were fireworks going off. I had no idea about all these things that were taking place. I literally thought I thought I did a bad job. And then I realized I had my in-ears in and I took them out. Then I heard. The energy of it is unbelievable. And then when we finished, I remember them saying, you know, this is a historical first. And I'm like, really? And they were like, man, never has there been a woman come and playing the electric guitar at a major football or any sporting event and having the guitar be the lead as the instrument rather than a voice or, you know, an acoustic. I said, I had no idea because I know Jimi did it, Jimi Hendrix. And so to do it, I was like, this is amazing. And then I guess it was true.
For being a lefty guitarist and playing it upside down, is there something that makes it harder? I mean, obviously flipping it upside down is going to change kind of the structure when you're reaching
everything.
For it.
That's right. So, I mean, like when you're just, you know how when you are just left-handed or you're just right-handed, it's just normal. I remember once when I was like, oh, I want to play the violin. The professor says, okay, pick the violin up. And then I picked it up and he said, okay, can you play it another way? And I couldn't play it the way he wanted to play because I'm so left-handed. He's like, yeah, unfortunately, that's not going to work for you. You can't be a violinist. So you start to realize there aren't that many left-handed guitars.
Right.
So, I mean, so that was my father's choice of giving me a right-handed guitar. And he says to me, you know, Melina, clearly we could have given you a left-handed guitar, but there wouldn't have been a lot of choices. But by you taking a right-handed guitar, you can walk into any store at any time and take the guitar and flip it upside down. That for me has always been my calling card, which who'd have thought, like just being backwards and just sticking with it. And I actually tried to string it like a lefty. I have no idea how a left-handed player plays it that way. I play completely backwards. Even the chords are upside down. But to me, it's like if you were to show me your chord, I'm going to look in and place my fingers on my fretboard and they're going to be like yours. But when you look at it, it's all going to be completely backwards. But I can read the same thing and look at everything just like you, but it's just totally backwards. My father is a bass player, but he also plays guitar. So he taught me a few things and he would always go, man, this is crazy showing you these chords upside down. My thing is I'm always telling everybody, get with people better than you. That's exactly what I did. And I'm like, show me. And I still do. Show me what you're doing. How does this work? What is this? And fail and get up and keep going. And don't be afraid to experiment with what you're feeling and what you're playing. Being a woman walking into a guitar store, asking for certain things. I remember early on, I would make up a story and say it was for someone else just because you didn't want the person to look at you like, is this yours? Or I remember one time we were at NAMM and earlier on in my career and this guy, I said, oh my God, this pedal is amazing. Can I try it? He's like, yeah. So I take the guitar and he goes, oh my God, sweetheart, that's backwards. I said, oh, okay. And then I start playing and he goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He's like, I didn't know you played it. So sometimes it's always fun to just also see people when they totally say that's completely wrong. And then you just go, oh, okay. So at least now a lot of companies are at least showcasing and bringing in lines of left-handed guitars for lefty players, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
And my specific guitar, my favorite, I should say, is the Strat. But the kicker is it's a left-handed body. It's a right-handed headstock. And it's strung backwards. The skinnier E is closer to the top of my head and the fatter E is closer to the bottom of the floor. So when people see it, they're like, what the? Because it's completely backwards. But a right-handed player can actually play my guitar. The kicker is they will look upside down.
Melina, you're opening the Elnora Guitar Festival with the national anthem. Tell us what else people can expect to see.
I'm going to open the festival, but then they were like, hey, you know what? We know about your movement, the hashtag I Am Enough. On Saturday, I'm going to speak a little bit about what it was like to come to Los Angeles with $20 and I was homeless. I lived in the street. Literally, I would wash up in gas stations and live off of 2 tacos and water a day. And I would park my car in places you weren't supposed to park and put clothes over my head and I'd have a knife and a Bible. And I would say, don't tow, car broken. And speaking about the experience from coming from that, looking on the ground, putting pennies together, taping them up to eat, because I just believe in my goal and my vision that much. And then finally being able to score my first number one record.
I mean, already going to LA with absolutely nothing and coming up to where you are now is amazing. But have there been any other roadblocks that have really stuck out to you?
Absolutely. What's so funny is in life, as you find the one thing that you love, and for me, being a guitar player and being Black, being a woman, being a left-handed guitar player who plays upside down. So I already have 3 things. In the beginning, to me, this seems normal. Like I never look at myself as anything other than what any other guitar player would look at themselves as. And what happens is the higher up you go, you start to realize that a lot of women, and for me specifically, I say a lot of African-American women haven't been in certain spaces. Mm-hmm. And it's not because we don't want to be in these spaces. It's because these opportunities did not exist. And even so, that was the reason why I truly wrote the song Enough. And nothing that you say to me will make me let you shackle me. Was because I started seeing all this media. And I'm like, man, this is just so not fair. You put all these different people on these covers. But when I'm looking inside, I haven't seen one Black woman that you have on the cover of this magazine. To be fair, this particular magazine, they put this woman on the cover and I thought, this is amazing, right? And then I remember looking inside and I thought, oh my God, you list one person and everybody else is dead. The way you're seeing the vision of what's happening in America, in the world, in my mind, it was like, you're not being fair to everyone. And the way I see it, I'm like, I put the same amount of time in as these other people that you're highlighting. We're all playing the same notes. We have access to the same thing. But I just kept realizing, wow, It has nothing to do with my talent. It is the fact of the DNA of America and the DNA of what people are accustomed to. And I thought, well, geez, what if I wrote a song? Maybe if this guy heard how I was feeling and understood how he is not being fair, maybe I could change his heart and then he would change his mind. And then he would open the door and give more of us opportunities.
In the music video for your song, Fine, F-I-N-E, you have this striking, beautiful outfit. It's set against this American flag. The music video seems to take us all across the country. Tell me about this video.
That song is a song where I said, hey, you know what, let's try something different. Let's do an instrumental. So many different elements in that video that I wanted to project and that I wanted to talk about. First of all, the song's called Fine. And the reason I had came up with this title was because during the pandemic, I just felt like we all have come through so much. And my dad would always say to me, Melina, how are you doing? And I always would say, oh, Dad, I'm fine. And he would say, oh, I see you're still effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotionally unstable. It's funny, but then I'm like, I guess he kind of has a point. Only because I'm like, this, we're going up and down. There's so much happening right now. We don't know what's going on. So the best way I could just put my feelings out there, I thought, was I'm going to play. And I'm going to take you on a journey. So when we did the video idea was to take you through a journey of America and to show you the beauty that we have. And then also for me, there were elements of the clothes. What I wanted to project, and thank you for picking that up, is with the do-rag. Back in the day, they would classify African Americans to separate us by us putting on certain things on our head because they were saying that we weren't beautiful. It was a way just to hide our hair. But I wanted to project it as something that is absolutely beautiful. A piece that we want to use to project beauty and to add another dimension to us and to take away the stigma of what people generally thought of it as. And also when you look at the colors, again, I can't tell you how many times people always say to me, gosh, Melina, you know, you're a really good guitar player. Are you wearing these clothes because you're trying to make people not listen to you because you're trying to hide the fact that you might not be good or something? I'm a woman and I love these clothes. So I'm all about do you. That is a space that I want to share and show. As a woman, we can look like a woman, whatever the lipstick, the makeup, the diamonds, just be unapologetically yourself. And as I like to say, just for me, hopefully just exude, just I'm here and I'm not going anywhere.
Melina, you sound like a trailblazer in this industry. Is there any advice that you would give to young Black girls? They sometimes get pigeonholed into thinking that singing is the only opportunity they have in the arts and entertainment world. What would you say to them?
When I was young, I thought the world owed me everything. Boy, so much has changed.
When I'm speaking to my sisters, I would say, just know that no matter what, people are always going to want to count you out. Just know that, which is why I always say these, the thing that my parents said to me, when you don't see yourself represented, show up. When you think you can't, show up and always know you matter and you count. Your main job is to show up and do the best delivery of what you can do. Even if that makes other people feel uncomfortable, even if that makes other people feel like this makes no sense, you need to go do it, be happy, throw it away, and move on.
Thank you so much, Melina.
Thank you, Kimmy, for having me. It's such a pleasure. And my dad always says this to me, opportunity has a slick way of coming through the back door and is often described as temporary defeat or misfortune. Perhaps that is why so many fail to recognize opportunity. And I say that to say, whoever's listening, if there's something that you really, 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 really felt that you should have had and that you knew you did, but you didn't get, you should be grateful that you didn't get it because now you are available for what the universe has in store for you. So don't sweat it. And I'm a firm believer that blessings literally will chase you down.
I hold the cards for me to conquer my possibilities. The change to see.
That's singer-songwriter and lefty guitarist Melina Moy, who's opening the Elnora Guitar Festival at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on Friday, September 8th. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is a sponsor of Illinois Public Media. I'm Kimberly Schofield.
Thank you, Kimberly. That's all the time we have for today and for this week. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. We'll talk with you again on Monday.